Execute.
When an emergency strikes, the Coast Guardsmen at Station Charleston have minutes to jump into action. Petty Officer First Class Edward Poole, the instructor for this exercise, says training for these situations is critical, especially in man overboard scenarios.
The coxswain will come up to speed. Whenever he's ready, he'll let us know. We'll throw over the life ring for this situation, and that's going to be as our man overboard, and we just go right into the drill.
In the event of an emergency like this, knowing exactly how fast they're able to respond is vital, which is why they use advanced GPS equipment to monitor their progress and response time.
Also, we'll throw over a life ring, which marks datum to help us with the search. Maybe if we lose visibility of the person or the person in the water, that way it can help us know with the element, the environment, the current. That way we can mark our search patterns from there to help us assist with finding the person in the water.
Once a person falls in the water, the crew has only 3 minutes to safely complete the rescue mission.
There's a lot of stuff going on as far as communications, which is key. He will be marking a GPS location as well. And as he's doing all these things at once, the pointer is helping to show him where the actual man overboard is.
Coast Guard fireman David Deaton, one of the Coast Guard rescue crew members, says when the weather's bad, like during this training exercise, communication is even more important.
Yes, the weather can affect it, depending on whether the wave state is, a sea state, just the wind, everything that's going on puts in a big effect.
Even with the bad weather, they were able to complete the operation within time.
I would say they did great. Looks like communications was really good. Working with the coxswain and the crew members, they identified the man overboard immediately. The crew members inside did everything that they're supposed to do for their checklist with updating the operational commander and the station itself and marking the position. And it's a good drill.
Reporting from Coast Guard Station Charleston, I'm Staff Sergeant Brian Grotz.